This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Some 200,000 people have fled from Sudan to neighboring countries since violence erupted last month, a UN spokesperson said on Friday, adding tens of thousands have arrived in Chad in recent days. At the same briefing, UNICEF spokesperson James Elder said a factory in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, producing food for malnourished children has been burnt down.
Now, that fire has destroyed 14,500 cartons of ready-to-use therapeutic food, and that was set to be transported to locations for what is life-saving treatment for around 14,500 children for 6 to 8 weeks.
Airstrikes and artillery pounded Khartoum on Friday after Sudan's warring army and the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary failed to agree to a ceasefire despite committing to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access. Sirens warning of incoming rocket fire went off in areas outside of Jerusalem for the first time since fighting began between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip intensified this week. Israeli radio and television carried alerts of rockets fired in the hills outside of Jerusalem shortly after the sirens went out, ending 12 hours of lull in the cross-border fighting. Israel's military said it resumed striking targets in the Gaza Strip belonging to the Islamic Jihad group. A high court in Islamabad has granted former Prime Minister Imran Khan a 2-week reprieve from arrest in a graft case and granted him bail on the charge. The ruling came after Khan returned to court to hear whether he will be shielded from renewed arrest or taken back into custody, a decision that put the government and supporters on edge after days of violent confrontations. This is news. Title 42, a U.S. pandemic-era health measure allowed for the quick expulsion of migrants back to Mexico or their home countries. Now that it has ended, migrants are confused about what to do next. VOA's immigration correspondent Aline Barros reports.
For Border Patrol officials, the mission is clear. Process migrants who qualify under current asylum guidelines and quickly deport those who do not. This is Border Patrol agent Fidel Baca.
The border's not open, okay? If you enter between the ports of entry, you're entering the country illegally, okay? And you are subject to consequences.
For those who are able to make it to the U.S. side, the journey isn't over. Rosy Carrillo is asking for asylum. Her immigration court appointment is scheduled for May 2024. She is on her way to Atlanta. Aline Barros, VOA News, Brownsville, Texas.
The Malian army and foreign fighters executed at least 500 people during an anti-jihadist operation in Mali in March 2022, according to a much-awaited UN report released on Friday. The figures by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights amount to the worst atrocity the Sahel country has experienced since insurgency flared in 2012. It's also the most damning document yet against Mali's armed forces and their foreign allies. Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar are preparing to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people as they brace for a severe cyclone churning in the Bay of Bengal. India's meteorological department says the cyclone is expected to hit land on Sunday with wind speeds up to 100 miles per hour. The evacuation of nearly 500,000 people is expected to start Saturday in Bangladesh with more than 500 cyclone shelters ready to provide refuge to those moved from their homes. Jury deliberations continue in the U.S. northwestern state of Idaho in a bizarre triple murder case, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Lori Vallow Daybell is charged with murder, conspiracy, and grand theft, accused of killing her two youngest children and Tammy Daybell, the former wife of her fifth husband, Chad. The children's bodies were found buried in Chad Daybell's yard. In closing arguments at her trial in Boise, Idaho, prosecutors presented the defendant as someone who used sex and money to manipulate those close to her into killing her children for money. Defense attorneys say there's not enough evidence and describe her as a protective mother whose only crime was lying to police after she fell under the sway of her husband, the wannabe leader of an apocalyptic cult. A former friend testified that Daybell believed people in her life, including her children, had been taken over by evil spirits and turned into zombies. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.